The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show now on Smile FM, 6 to 9 a.m. every single weekday. However, now, because it's Tuesday, you know it's Tech Talk with Tiernis. And he is here, the Bearded Wonder. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you yet too. Again. What are we talking about today?
You know, the tech world moves quickly and we love our gadgets and our consumer devices. Mm-hmm. And we've got some very interesting news regarding the Apple Watch. And it might see some changes over the next year or two.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You know, that's not how tech works. They always have to sell you the new little gimmick or the new little feature to have you upgrade and buy the new one.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So we've got some news that probably by 2027, perhaps next year, the Apple Watch and the Apple Watch Ultra will change quite a bit. Not necessarily in design or how it works or what it does, but it's going to add additional features, including integration with Apple Intelligence, which hasn't launched yet, more than a year after they announced it.
Hopefully by then it will be out.
And they're going to use that in conjunction with cameras. So in the Apple Watch, the camera is reportedly going to sit underneath the display of the device. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to use it to take pictures or like share those kind of, you know, take a quick snap of your run and share it on your social media, although it probably would be able to do that.
Possible.
It's more about utilizing that AI in the back end. And in the Apple Watch Ultra, that camera is going to sit on the side of the device next to that big crown. Mm. Now, the thinking, according to what the insiders have kind of reported and spoken to the development team, is saying that it will be used to see the outside world and will allow the Apple Watch to deliver relevant information through AI. Now, we already know one of the main features of Apple Intelligence that's coming is kind of like the old Google Lens, where you use your phone, you kind of look at a dog or a bottle of wine or whatever the case might be, and you can just ask, what is that? Mm. And it'll bring up the relevant information. Now, the thinking is that the Apple Watch would be able to do the same thing, and then you can interact through LLMs, these large language models, on your Apple Watch rather than having to take out your phone the whole time and engage on that, you know, on that front. So you can, in your run, you can kind of look at the things that you're looking at with your watch and just give, you know, ask it for some relevant information. Sure. Or look at this, is this going to impede my run over the next couple of kilometers? Those kind of things, you know, looking at weather or whatever the case might
basically
be.
Basically giving the AI that will become on board an eye into the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about giving the AI more data, essentially, so that it can be more useful, give you more information, and be more real time, essentially.
Input is king.
Exactly. So, you know, the quality of the data that goes into these models is going to determine the quality of the outputs, right? And that is kind of what the thinking is here. And as I said, it's going to be probably 2027. There are some rumors that it might be by 2026. We're not quite sure yet. Mm. But then this will also be able to feed directly into an Apple Vision Pro. So let's say you've got an Apple Watch and you've got an Apple Vision Pro, and you're all obviously, it's all connected on the same account. Then somebody could potentially use your Vision Pro at home while you're out on your run, and they can, you know, follow your progress and see what's happening around you, and can kind of stream that information directly to the Vision Pro. So a couple of interesting use cases there.
Yeah.
Not sure how useful it's going to be for most people, but as long as it doesn't push the price up, you know, more features is better for the consumer.
We'll trust you guys to keep an eye on that for us. If you want to find out more about things like this, all things tech and science influenced, you can go visit bandwidthblog.co.za. You'll find Tiernis and his friends out there. We're going to head back to the music right after these here on Smile 90.4 FM. We'll chat to you again next week, Tiernis.
Thank you.
Oh, adios.